Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, Season 6, Episode 11. For today's episode, we'll continue to take life lessons from the stories of the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam was brought up in a house filled with corruption and a great disbelief in Almighty Allah, but he did not go astray. Neither did he give up on his tawakkul and belief in Almighty Allah. And he asked for Almighty Allah's help in all matters and stayed firm on the worship of Almighty Allah throughout his life. The lesson I take away from this aspect of his life is that we shouldn't allow the circumstances or the people we grew up around to make us deviate from the worship of Almighty Allah. We should not lose our hearts and go astray when there are hurdles in our lives. For if we stay strong on the path that leads to Almighty Allah's pleasure, we will always make room for ourselves, not just in this world, but also in the hereafter. And most importantly, Jannah. Regardless of what we see or what we have been told, we should seek the truth and the beauty of Islam for ourselves and hold firmly to the deen and have tawakkul in Almighty Allah. We are living in a time now where it seems like everywhere we turn, people want to insult us, people want to belittle us and make us feel like we are on the wrong path, or even call us extremists or even terrorists sometimes, just because we want to hold on to the values that Almighty Allah and His prophets have asked us to be on. But do your best and do not be discouraged, and continue to be reminded that even the prophets of Almighty Allah have gone through worse. And there is nothing that you would go through right now that would be worse than what they have gone through. So strive hard to hold on to your deen, as that's the one thing that would continue to keep us firm and balanced in this world and give us rewards in the hereafter. May Almighty Allah continue to help us and not let us lose the guidance of Islam, especially in the world that we are living in right now. Ameen. For our dua prompt today, it is a zikr that reads, O the ever-living, the sustainer of all, I seek assistance through your mercy. Rectify all of my affairs and do not entrust me to myself, even for the blink of an eye. Ameen. May Almighty Allah continue to make this Ramadan one of our best one yet, and may we continue to strive on the path of guidance of becoming better Muslims, who Almighty Allah will have mercy on and grant into His paradise. Ameen. Thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a fantastic iftar. Thank you.